Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. We're diving into something super important today, self-compassion through self-forgiveness. Now, let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all mess up, make mistakes, stumble along the way. Sometimes those stumbles feel like epic falls, right? The kind that leave us bruised, battered, and replaying every detail in our heads 1,000 times over. Ever felt like you're stuck on repeat with your own inner critic? Why did I do that? I should have known better. Sound familiar? It's easy to get caught in this cycle of self-judgment, but here's the thing. Holding on to those mistakes only hurts us in the long run. It keeps us stuck, prevents us from moving forward, and honestly, just drains our energy. Today, we're going to flip that script, folks. We're going to explore how embracing self-forgiveness can unlock a whole new level of self-compassion, allowing you to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and, dare I say, even a little bit of joy. Ready to ditch the inner critic and unleash your compassionate inner badass? Let's go. 5 key takeaways to ignite your self-compassion. 1. Mistakes are inevitable. Seriously, folks, they're part of the human experience. We're all works in progress, learning and evolving every single day. Expecting perfection is setting yourself up for disappointment and a whole lot of unnecessary stress. Embrace those imperfections. They're what make you unique and beautifully human. Think of it like this. Your life's journey is less about avoiding bumps in the road and more about how you navigate them. 2. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about acknowledging that you made a mistake, learning from it, and choosing to move forward with kindness towards yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for their missteps. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy. 3. Holding on to guilt and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It harms you far more than anyone else. Let go of those negative emotions, release the weight of the past, and focus on building a brighter future for yourself. You deserve peace and happiness, not endless rumination. 4. Practice self-compassion like it's a superpower. Talk to yourself with kindness and encouragement just as you would a loved one facing a challenge. When those inner critics start their negativity parade, gently remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and you are worthy of love and forgiveness. Remember, you're human, not perfect. And that's perfectly okay. 5. Be patient with yourself. This journey isn't about achieving instant enlightenment, it's a practice. Some days will be easier than others, but keep showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and remember that you are capable of incredible growth and transformation. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, and despite all your preparation, you completely bomb it. You fumble your words, forget key points, and the entire room is filled with awkward silence. You feel mortified, embarrassed, and ready to disappear into a hole. Now, here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating yourself up for the mistake, acknowledge that it happened. Learn from it, maybe you need more practice or different presentation style, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most seasoned professionals. Focus on what you can control, learning from this experience and doing better next time. You're not defined by a single misstep. You are capable of growth and resilience. So remember, friends, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer to a dear friend. It's about recognizing your inherent worth, embracing your imperfections, and moving forward with grace and resilience. This journey of self-discovery is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be bumps along the way, but remember to keep showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion. Now, go out there and rock your day with a whole lot of self-love. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or hop over to our social media channels and let's keep the conversation going. Remember, we're all in this together. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.